January 7, 1938. One who lives in the divine volition forms the refuge for the life of the divine will. The I love you is our refreshment for the divine love. How God feels obliged toward one who lives in his will. My poor mind was flowing in the divine volition, and I could see the anxiety, the desires and the happiness it feels in seeing whether the creature wants to live together with it, to love it with its own love and, if she cannot do more than this, to enclose its anxiety and ardent sighs within her soul, to say, I am here with you. I will never leave you alone. I will calm your anxiety of love and make you happy. But as I was thinking this, my dear Jesus, my sweet life, visiting my little soul with such great love, as if his adorable heart was ready to explode, told me, my dearest daughter, heaven, earth and all the creatures are completely wrapped, as though enclosed within the intensity of our love. Our volition flows with such rapidity in every fiber, in every atom, in every instant with such speed and fullness that nothing remains, not even a breath, that is not life of our will. Our love loves ardently, but with such ardor that it feels the need of someone to bring a little refreshment to the immensity of its love. Now, do you want to know what can give relief to the intensity, totality and fullness of our love? The I love you of the creature. And the more she says it, the more refreshments she brings to us. This I love you enters into our flames. It breaks them, it raises them, it soothes them, and as the sweetest refreshment she says, I love you, I love you. You love because you want love, and I am here to love you. This I love you finds its way inside our intensity, forming its own little place, the little space in which to place its I love you. Therefore, the I love you of the creature is the support for ours, our refreshment, the quiet for our love, that it may rave too much. My daughter, to love, not being loved, is like trying to obstruct the course of our love, restraining it within ourselves, making us feel all the pain and the hardness of our unreturned love. So we go in search of one who loves us. Her I love you is so sweet and refreshing for us that who knows what we would give her to have it. See then, how we find the refuge for our life in the one who lives in our will. We do nothing other than exchange our lives continuously, she gives us her life, and we give her ours. In this exchange of life, we find the one who can receive our life, giving us her own, so we can give of ourselves and do whatever we want. We feel like God, as we are. Therefore, living in our will serves us as a refuge, a theater for our works, refreshment for our love, and return for the entire creation. Since there is nothing we don't find in this creature, we love her so much that we feel obliged to give her whatever she wants. For each additional act she does in our will, she ties us more and adds more chains. And do you know what she gives to us to make us feel obliged? Our life, our works, our love and our very will. Do you think this is trivial? Everything that she gives us is so exuberant that if it weren't for our power, which can give anything, we would lack the means to repay her. But our love, which never lets itself be won and surpassed by the love of the creature, goes in search of new devices, inventing new stratagems to the extent of giving back our life many times, to fulfill its obligation toward its beloved creature. In its emphasis of love, it says, "How happy I am that you live in my will. You are my joy and my happiness. So much so, that I feel as if obliged to give you air to breathe, and feeling obliged, I breathe together with you. The sun brings you its light in my hands. But I don't leave you alone, I remain with you. Therefore, there is nothing, water, fire, food, and all the rest that I do not bring you with my own hands, because I feel obliged. And I want to remain with you to see how you take it. I want to do everything by myself. And if, as she takes, she tells me, I take everything in your will because I love you. I want to love you and glorify you with your own will." Oh, who can tell you, then, of the relief she gives me as she tries to repay me. And I let her, but I always come back with my love surprises. Therefore, please, make me happy by living always heart to heart and synchronized with my will, and we'll be happy and joyful together, you and I.